We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rebe.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
All right, welcome to the KeyBank Center. Instigators Andrew and Brian Duff today. We're down here for day one of on-ice practices with the Sabres and training camp. And Duffer's got the practice groups in front of him. You can hear the skates grinding into the ice right now, and it is officially back to work. And happy to be working with you today, man. Good to see you.
It's been a while. Embracing your
2 days in a row. It's Repeater's Day. I'm wearing this again. Well, I got great feedback, so I ended up buying it today. I went in yesterday. They're like, hey, you want to model
some
stuff?
That happens with these every time I go in the store.
Yeah. Well, I think you have an unlimited account over there, don't you? I put it on the Brian Duff tab.
Did you?
And they said it went, so I'm good there.
It's wide open.
Let's talk. How's training camp been for you? It's only been a couple days, but
it hasn't even started.
Hasn't even been 24
this,
hours.
This is now the start of it.
What's your body fat, Duffer? How was the bike test?
I have no answer to that. I would fail miserably in all aspects of being measured, judged, whatever. But I will say that I like the early approach out here, just with the little bursts of skating that got the guys going. And we are now literally into our first line rush, and with that, the first shot of training camp. Yesterday was quiet, you know. I mean, it was one of those days where you just have the big guys come out to the podium and address the media en masse. It gets a little more specific now, given that you take whatever angle you want and try and catch up with certain individuals. And I think when you look at the group that's on the ice right now, obviously, Victor Olofsson is, you know, going to garner an awful lot of attention for himself and for whoever he ends up lining up with. And we know there's going to be a lot of combinations over the course of not only the practices in camp, but the preseason games, which begin on Monday.
Yeah, I know.
At Pegula Ice Arena.
It's great for the players.
Yeah, I think so. You know, in this first group, I'm a guy that doesn't worry too much about the veterans, so I would focus more on Ruotsalainen, Mittelstadt, C.J. Smith, Victor Olofsson, to a lesser extent Rasmus Asplund, because I think it's going to be harder for him at his position to crack the lineup. Kyle Olsen's a nice story in that he, you know, is an invite that took the prospect's challenge as an opportunity to further this look that he's getting from the Sabres. By no means would I ever imagine him making this squad. That doesn't mean he can't earn his first pro contract, but I think when you're looking at the battle for among scorers or potential scorers, then I think, you know, we've listed a number of the guys there that I would be keyed in on here in the first group.
Well, that's one thing I took from yesterday. I mean, you mentioned a lot of young guys there, but I think when you look at the big man there, the captain, Jack Eichel, mm-hmm. You look at some of the sound that he gave us yesterday. I think one thing that stood out to me from all of this yesterday, and he said he wants to be an elite goal scorer.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like he's at the point now where he's become an elite point producer. Mm-hmm. I think he would have easily had 90 points this year had he stayed healthy. You know, he might have hit the 30-goal mark, which to me I feel like 30 goals, in my mind, is an elite goal scorer. And I think Jack would have had that last year. What is what does he think is an elite goal scorer? And when he says, I want to become an elite goal scorer, and Teddy Purcell sent out a tweet earlier in the summer, who was skating a lot with Jack, just talking about the way he was ripping the puck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said he worked on that this summer and that he, you know, he wants to become an elite goal scorer. So for me, I'm looking, he had 28 goals last year. What does Jack Eichel think is an elite goal scorer in his mind? Mm-hmm. And so he basically kind of laid out, in my opinion, a personal goal of his without giving us a number. Do you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
He didn't tell us what he thinks an elite goal scorer is. I mean, I would have loved to have asked him, in your mind, what's your idea of an elite goal scorer? Is it 40 goals? Because Jeff Skinner's an elite goal scorer.
Yeah.
So if Jack Eichel...
For the first time
in the 40-goal category, right. But I always think he's been known as a goal scorer.
Yep.
You know, so is 40 a number that you think Jack's got to be in his mind? I mean, do you think bigger than that? I mean,
how does like the nodding work on radio? Is it good?
No, it works on radio and TV. Great radio, not so much. But I, you know, you can always paint the picture of what you're doing. Duffer's giving an aggressive head nod and the yes.
This has been bouncing around in my mind for a long period of time. It's funny. I guess I'm kind of two minds on it. I feel like ever since Jack entered the NHL, there has been a portion of the fan base that has been obsessed with putting him on his off wing on the power play so he can master the one-timer, so he can be the go-to threat. I've always understood Jack to be a little bit more than just a shooter, you know.
Multi-threat.
Right. And again, I mean, the power play this past year was not where it needs to be, so who am I to, you know, say what should or shouldn't happen with the guys involved? I like a little bit of the freelancing that Jack does. I think if you have the right players playing off of that, it can make you less predictable and, in my mind, ultimately then more successful. Now, it's funny because at the same time, you can have good power plays with the likes of a Stamkos or Ovechkin when everybody knows what's coming and it still goes right through the netminder. I get that. But I do think of Jack as an elite passer, so I never want to minimize that element, especially when you have an extra man out there. And let's be honest, you're still – the year was not him and Dahlin set in stone. It took a long time for Rasmus to become that first power play guy. And even then, he's not the first power play guy that he will ultimately become this year, next year, whatever, right? So there's a lot of moving parts with the power play. So I've never needed Jack to be just that one-timer guy in the power play. Obviously, that's going to bring up his goal totals. However, I do want Jack to shoot more. And more precisely, I want him to be a guy that just hits the net more and doesn't have to carve out that little 4-inch by 4-inch corner at the top of the net on either side, like we saw that weekend against Washington and Boston on back-to-back days this past year.
If his line mates know that he's thinking shot, yeah, they know where to go.
Right.
All he's got to do is hit the net, and either good save by the goalie, it goes in, or maybe it drops in front for a rebound, and you can compete for a puck in front of the net or in the blue paint for the one. You know,
absolutely, because that's how Skinner got a lot of his goals early on in the year. Jack has an elite shot along with his passing IQ. So, yes, to me, 40 is a no-brainer. If he's really serious just about making sure that shot gets on the net, he's going to overpower a lot of goaltenders. Good things happen in that setting of getting it on goal, and I hope that Jack's goal total does not come at the expense of his assists, but merely as a complement to the assists, thus he becomes, you know, even more highly regarded among the league.
He had 54 assists last year.
Right. So
I mean, if he maintains, you know, that number of assists, and he can add, I don't want to put him at 40. I don't know if that's like unnecessary pressure, or if my pressure doesn't even matter to him, but if you put him at 12 more, that's 94 points.
Mm-hmm. I know. Like it's a nice number.
It's very doable, but I don't know. Listen, I don't feel like that has to be what he is. I mean, if he doesn't get 40 goals, but he gets 95 points, do we care? You know, like, I mean.
Well, no, there's obviously a lot of other things. I mean, you're not going to care if you have three lines of scoring like you did in 05-06 and 06-07, right? I mean, you didn't have Buffalo Sabres, multiple Buffalo Sabres, producing 90 points or more. You had incredible balance back then. I don't know if this group's going to be able to achieve quite that balance yet. You're going to need your top guys to be among the league leaders and hope that you still are able to sprinkle in, I don't know, 6, 20-goal guys, right? I mean, that would be the dream.
I think I'm fascinated by what's going to happen here. I really am, because I don't think that Sam is a shoe-in to play with Jack. And I don't think it's because they don't complement each other or they shouldn't play together. I think it's that mindset or mentality that almost like a Sidney Crosby type mindset where you put him with two players that are capable of playing with him and he makes them better. For example, a VC or, right, you know, your Olofsson or even Johansson. Mm-hmm. But maybe the key is, like, I feel, and save your Twitter thoughts for me, because I'm spitballing here. Why can't your combo be Skinner and Reinhart together, and you have Jack with your Jimmy Vesey and whoever earns that?
You actually were listening to the show when you weren't hosting.
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
I floored Rives with this idea when we were again for the umpteenth time doing depth charts.
And how did you?
I presented Olofsson with Eichel and whoever, and Skinner and Reinhart on a line with which whatever center wants to be the number two center. And the hope, obviously, is that it would be Casey taking that next level, and Casey being an offensive-minded guy surrounded by your best, in theory, offensive wingers. Right. Because you know what? I believe in Eichel enough, and quite frankly, I think I believe in Olofsson enough to give them enough time to figure it out, and they can be productive, and who knows who's on the other side. And maybe because VC, like Jack said, has a chip on his shoulder right now. He's going into the final year of his deal. Okay, so Olofsson scores 25, VC scores 25, and I'm probably setting the bar low for Victor, but I should be fair. He's a rookie in the NHL. So what if it's 25 on each wing and Jack gets to 40? Is that not a good line?
If Jack gets to 35.
But let's say he got to 40, because that's kind of what you
talk about. If he gets 35, that's 85 goals
right
from your top line.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not doable. I'm saying that's nice production.
Yeah. Well, what did they have last year?
I don't know. Well, Jack sure had 28 plus everyone else he played with.
And
so
then Skinner was 40. And
so
Sam was in his 20s. So, again, it's basically the same thing. But guess what? Now you've got your two best scoring wingers on another line.
And I think it would help with having Skinner and Reinhart on that, if you want to call it a second line. I mean,
any line Jack is on is the first
line. Is your top line.
So,
but you know, you have Sam and Jeff on the second line, if you want to call it that. That takes away the question mark of your guy in the middle. You could maybe have a Rodriguez, have a Casey Mittelstadt in there, like you mentioned, because of the veteran. And listen, there are wingers now around the league are starting to drive lines.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't always have to be the centerman that drives the line offensively. I mean, I think Sam Reinhart, if he possesses the puck and he has the puck in the offensive zone, he makes any open man a threat, because he can get the puck to anybody from anywhere. And he has proven that over the years with some of the passes that he's made. And I remember last year, remember when Sherry was going through that slump? Mm-hmm. I think we all recognize Sherry had a tough slump last year. But there was a game at home against Boston where Reinhart was put on a line with Sherry, mm-hmm, to maybe set him up a little bit. Because Sherry can finish. And Reinhart set him up four or five times that game, prime in the slot. Mm-hmm. And Sherry got robbed, all right? But the point is that Reinhart can produce those chances,
right,
without, you know, being your center, mm-hmm, if you will. But I think it's interesting, and I think that's exactly what Ralph Krueger has mentioned and talked about in all of his media addresses. Chris Taylor, same thing with the young guys, is there's opportunity here and there's chances for guys to create roster spots for themselves.
How many 20-goal scorers? Because I just threw out...
Three.
No, I...
Four.
But I threw out the idea of having a half dozen in a, you know, in a perfect, not perfect, a better scenario, right? How many do you think they can have? And as this group is... So Jack, Jeff, Sam.
Jack, Jeff, Sam, VC, Olofsson.
Okay, there's five.
Okay.
That's a start.
It's a start.
If you can get seven, it would be huge.
Who else do you think has the capable? Well, okay, can you get, could you get?
Can Casey get there? I don't think people loved his output last year, given where their expectations were, and he still scored 12 goals. If he's playing with better wingers, are you telling me Casey Mittelstadt can't score 20 goals?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying he can't. I'm not saying he will, but I'm not saying he can't.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of that depends on him as well.
Right. What about Marcus Johansson?
What did he have last year?
He had, well, it wasn't a huge offensive year for him.
Is it safe to assume he...
He had 30 points in 58 games, including 13 goals.
Yeah, you know what?
But 13 goals in 58 is, yeah. You know, 17, 18. It's not like he can't get there.
Yeah, if he comes in and let's say they...
Like, this is not unrealistic to sit here and think, you know what, this team... Different style, different minds, whatever.
I think one or the other will get 20 goals, either Johansson or Olofsson, because I think one of them will end up spending more time on that line.
Why not all of them? Why not seven 20-goal scorers? Why? Like, why not?
I'm not saying no, but I think that's high expectation. I mean, I think five. Five right now would be really, really good. How many do we have last year?
Five is expected. You had three.
Five is expected. So you need an unexpected. Here's the thing, though, Duffer. We're giving Olofsson 25 goals.
Have you seen him play?
Yes. But in the time that we saw him in the NHL last year, there's an argument to this, and the Casey Mittelstadt example the year before, those games are easier to play when they don't mean anything, especially against teams like Detroit that were out. You don't like that theory, do you? The games are different.
I do.
Listen,
hey,
the games are different.
Trust me, I do.
Oh, I stole your phone.
I use that argument all the time.
Duffer's grabbing my arm. Duffer's got HR. No.
when I want to, I love that argument. I don't want to embrace it right now.
Well, I think it's realistic, though. I think it's realistic. I don't think it's unrealistic to think of a guy like Olofsson who can shoot the puck the way he does when he plays with guys that'll get him the puck.
And here's the thing.
If he's on the power play, what's
right.
the power play going to look like? I mean, like, that's a tough conversation
like
here, as well.
I can just see it now. Olofsson, you know.
Dahlin, Eichel, Reinhardt, Skinner.
I can just see people picking apart Olofsson at the end of this year because 18 of his 24 goals were on the power play.
Perfect.
And I'm like so
perfect.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It is perfect. Stop. Like
yeah.
the rest of the guys that have played in the NHL for a long time, they can get the 5-on-5 goals.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's work our way to establishing this guy for what he is. A good shot presence potentially on the
there
power
are teams
play.
Used to have a guy in the lineup for a shootout. You can't have a guy in the lineup to put in
Eric
eight.
Christensen.
You can't have a guy in the lineup to put in put up 18 on the power play. Let's give our heads a shake here.
Yeah.
Instigators on WGR 550 and MSG. I'm with Brian Duff today. Old Man River hit the road to Jersey. What exit? I don't know, but he's in Jersey, and I lived in Jersey. Exit 10 off the highway. What else is going on around camp? So Eichel, and that led to 20 goals. You think seven 20-goal scorers?
I'm asking for it. I'm not saying it's going to happen. The other thing is, how many goals does Rasmus Dahlin score? I mean, he scored nine, and he didn't score a lot for a long period of time. Like, it was all kind of spread out, you know what I mean? So...
I don't know what to expect from the defense because 2 years ago we didn't get a goal from the defense until February. And then last year we had
–
are you sure?
It was December.
Okay, well, I mean, doesn't matter. Either way, it was a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect offensively.
And it was Jake McCabe, just so you know, for trivia purposes. So they got the first one.
He looks good. We had him on yesterday. He looks good. Mentally sounds good. Sounds excited. You know, realistic.
Married man.
Yeah, realistic – realistic expectations. I mean, he, you know, wants to come in, play 82 games. He wants to stay healthy and and play consistent hockey. That's a huge piece, adding that back into your lineup.
I agree. I love the competition back there. I think it's probably, well, there's two great competitions, obviously, for the ongoing top six roles that we discuss, but I really do think the blue line will be fascinating to watch here once we get into the preseason games. So, you know, and the other one that I hold out hope for, you talk about being in good shape and stuff, and finding a role and or regaining a role is, if you find any sort of offensive chemistry, what can Kyle do? You know, like Kyle's not like Kyle is kind of fallen into that 40 point range, right? When he plays all the games, but some years it could be 10 and 30, but there's no reason it can't be 18 and 22. Right. So if you're talking about a high teens, then again, there's another guy that second unit, whatever. I mean, I always think Kyle's situation is different than the rest here because of the contract that he carries. But wherever he slots in, it doesn't mean that he can't. Even if his production doesn't match his salary, it doesn't mean that his production can't be better than the lines he's playing against.
Well, you know,
so
what?
When you're talking about, okay, I need your top line to be better than the other teams or hold the other teams in check. You know what I mean? And you go through, there's going to be nights when the top guys cancel out, and that's where you hope that you've got the depth that can win you some of the games. So anyway, I'm still hopeful for a guy like Kyle because I know the time and preparation that goes into it, and you know, for him, and obviously we all know everything he's been through. So
I would listen. People aren't. This is not going to be a popular opinion.
It's called the Instigators.
No, I know. And this might be instigating, but I believe what I'm saying. I mean, you have a guy making $6 million that did produce a few years ago on a top line in this league. I don't believe he's dropped off that much. I think he's gone through a tough time. Give him a shot in the arm on a line with Jack and someone else to maybe try to justify and give him a chance to get back to where he was. I mean, we all know Kyle Okposo can play on the third and fourth line.
Right.
Right? The question is, can he still play on one of the top two lines at $6 million?
Right.
So,
but if he plays on the third as opposed to the fourth, even that in itself should present more in the way of opportunities.
But I think he's
if that
good
line
in the corners,
has a little bit more offense than what we've seen in recent years from, you know, anyone in the bottoms.
I remember watching him when he was with the Islanders. He was a bull in the corners. He was strong. He, you know, drove pucks to the net. He got to the net. You know, he was tough to play against. Yes, he was playing with John Tavares, which I think the Leafs have a legitimate argument there with, you know, does Tavares make Marner better or Marner make Tavares better? But my point is, yeah, he was playing with John Tavares, and I understand that. But you still got to be able to play alongside a player like that, think at that kind of level, make plays at that level, make plays at that speed, whether it's moving at that speed or thinking at that speed and being able to execute. Mm-hmm. And Kyle knows how to do that. He's done it at the highest level. He's done it, like I said to you, back when Johnny T was a Hart candidate.
Yeah.
So it's there. It's whether or not you can still extract it from the player, but I would never just shut the door to the idea of putting Kyle Okposo on a line with Jack Eichel, because Jack Eichel automatically elevates people's game instantly. So it's food for thought. Maybe it's not even being talked about or thought about, but I still don't think it's unrealistic to think that Kyle Okposo can produce. What are you looking at there? You got an important email?
Line combinations.
Let's hear them. What do you got?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me because you always played with eyes in the back of your head.
Okay, Duffer. What are the lines, Duffer?
Picard, Sobotka, Okposo. This is why I bring it up, because we were talking Kyle. Smith, CJ, with Mittelstadt and Reinhardt. Wilson, Ruotsalainen, JSD, and the Swedish contingent of Marcus Johansson, Rasmus Asplund, Victor Olofsson.
Oh. Not a bad line.
No. McCabe, Borgen, Hickey, Fitzgerald, Montour, Nelson, Stevens, Redman rounding out the group.
Mittelstadt threw Billy Borgen under the bus yesterday.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He said that he threw up during the bike test.
Really?
Yeah, we were kind of surprised. That's Riv's guy, too. And old Mitzi just decided to say, I got a good relationship with Borg, so he won't care. He'd do it to me.
He would do it to him.
He would. Yeah, that's from what I understand. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get into some contracts signed around the league. There's some other news from around the league. Player in Winnipeg granted a leave of absence. And a team that missed the playoffs by 10-plus points will make the playoffs this year. Find out if Brian Duff agrees with that. When we return, Instigators and also Captain Watch. Some captains around the league. And what are the Leafs going to do? Right here, Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
All right, 10:05 today, the NHL at NHL tweets out, new season equals fresh start. Who's going to have the biggest bounce back year? And it shows Anaheim, LA, Buffalo, Jersey, Ottawa, Detroit, Rangers, and the Oilers. Those are all teams that missed the playoffs by 10 points. So that brings us to our buy-sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. But I have to say this before we get into that. What?
Less than 30 minutes and a flood.
Oh, I know.
Crazy, huh?
Short and sweet.
Another session for the same group coming up. They just want to keep going.
Games change.
Keep going, clean ice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just got to say, so they're cleaning the ice. Happy birthday to the great Craig Rivet. And I'm ashamed of myself that I didn't open the show with that. I knew it was coming up. When Duffer, when you said it's Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking the 13th. Why does that ring a bell? Why, you know, and, I'm thinking. And then I realize old man River's birthday. So I'm very sorry that I didn't open the show with a birthday wish. But
it's okay. I was hosting for you at some point, and it was Marty's birthday. He wasn't on the show, but I completely missed it too. So
okay, well, I don't feel as bad then. Yeah. I feel a little bit better. But back to the buy sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports.
Back to it.
A team that missed the playoffs by 10 plus points last year will make the playoffs this year. Buy, sell, or trade?
Buy. And it'll happen in the East. Ooh. And it will likely happen from one of Florida, Philadelphia, maybe the Rangers. But I would lean on Florida and Philly. I mean, Montreal was so close, and obviously they don't fall into the conversation because they were not 10 points out. But I also don't think a lot of people, believe that Montreal was that close to a playoff spot. But no, I think Florida, Philly are your two that could easily close that gap. And they missed by 16 points, did the Flyers, and by 12 did the Panthers. The West is a little more challenging because there were not as many that missed by 10 or more. You know, like Arizona only missed by 4, Chicago missed by 6, Minnesota missed by 7, even Vancouver only missed the playoffs by 9 points. Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, they were not very good. And so, and the lower you go, you think, well, is Anaheim going to close a 10-point gap? I don't think so. Although I do like, I think they have a very good young group of up-and-coming forwards, which that team needs. Obviously, moving off of the Corey Perry of the world and with the injuries to Kessler, they need to get younger, and I think they've got a nice foundation with which to work. It's just a question of how quickly will that group be able to score. And I honestly, I don't love Edmonton making up an 11-point gap.
Same.
And it's not that they can't make up 11. I think the target would be moving, and they would be chasing a 95-point wildcard team as opposed to a 90-point wildcard team, and it would make it that much harder. I don't see LA, Edmonton, Anaheim making it. So to me, that's why my focus was on the West, pardon me, the East, right off the hop. So yes, I'm buying.
I'm buying too, and I'm going to buy the East, but for me, it's going to be New Jersey. You know, I think a healthy Taylor Hall, a healthy mm-hmm. Corey Schneider, PK Subban, Wayne Simmonds, you know, I'm not going to write off that the first overall pick isn't going to come in and add something to the team.
They're a lot deeper.
They're a lot deeper, and, you know, it's not just can Taylor Hall's 97 or 98-point season take him to the playoffs. I think they're, you know, yeah. the players that year that were stepping in, like Jesper Bratt and these guys, they're now more mature and, you know, understand what it's like to be there and then not be there. And I just think that's an interesting team. I mean –
really interesting team. I mean, you go from, you know, you have 2 first overall picks surrounded by a playoff season, right? Like, that just doesn't happen. And so I agree. I think that it's a really good call on your part. I just think
Kyle Palmieri, Nico Hischier, Travis Zajac.
Yeah, but see, the beauty of Kyle Palmieri now is he can go back to being the unknown Kyle Palmieri.
Yeah.
Right.
Not after.
Like, there's enough other stuff there in New Jersey that, you know, it was starting to become, holy cow, like, what is he? Like, he's the scorer of this group. He doesn't have to be the scorer anymore. Just keep doing what you're doing. Score in the high 20s and let this incredible. Yeah. And look, a deeper wild card on that roster, who for me is still kind of unknown, and he just got a deal this week, too, is Pavel Zacha. You know, he's been suppressed by his own undoing or lack of accomplishments, if you will, at the NHL level. But he's still an interesting figure in all of it because, again, the more you build up around certain players, you might get a big surprise year from someone because all of a sudden there's that much more talent with which to work.
How many teams, let's focus on the East for a minute, how many teams do you think could drop out of the East?
Well, I think Columbus could, even though they're being pretty staunch in their approach in that they feel like they're being disrespected because of what happened through free agency. And that's fair. They have every right to feel that way. But they don't have Bobrovsky. And that's, you know, when he's on, he's the biggest reason why they were able to carve out those long stretches yeah. of sustained excellence. They might
like
be the only
Carolina?
One. No, Carolina's. Okay. They should be in theory. Carolina
well,
should be
it's
better.
Interesting because I'm going to tell you what Montreal. I know they're not 10 points out, but listen, I think anybody across the league, any general manager, yourself, myself, Craig, Marty, doesn't matter who it is. The word has been out there for a lot of years, going back to 05, 06, 06, 07, around the league, and that's the parity of the league,
right?
And I look at a team like Montreal, 2 wins mm-hmm. from making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Florida, you know, they were 13 points back or 12 points back of a playoff spot. But, you know, were they fully healthy? Did they have all their guys?
Does everybody believe in the – okay, who do you believe in more, the Islanders or Carolina?
Carolina.
Okay. So Carolina's not going to be the one.
They're not. No, it's funny. I don't know what to expect from the Islanders.
You see this? 5th overall
last year,
the New York Islanders. Like, they weren't just a nice story in the Metro. 5th yeah. overall. Are you kidding me?
So are you saying that I'm crazy for thinking that we don't know like what to expect from them? I know they got goaltending. Okay, they went out and got Varlamov.
Did they upgrade?
I think they got a more consistent goalie maybe than Robin.
I don't know if Varlamov's ever put together a season like Leonard just put together.
Well, that's the thing. Like, is Leonard like a flash in the pan? Is it?
Well, what? The point is, they needed Leonard last year.
Yeah, I don't
produce that record. Now, some are going to say, "Well, Grice's numbers were almost exactly the same." I get it, but Grice wasn't going to do it for 65 games.
No, and I don't think Leonard.
And I don't think Varlamov's going to do it for 55 to the level that Leonard did splitting time last year. That's just my.
It'll be interesting to see what Leonard does.
Okay. And so who's likely to fall? Are the Capitals going to fall?
No,
they're getting old.
I would like to see them fall. Listen,
Pittsburgh going to fall out? Is this the year?
I thought last year was going to be the year.
And it was close. They didn't nail down a playoff spot till the final week.
I hope. I mean, listen, eventually they have to fall out. Like, look what just happened to Chicago. To these teams that dominate for so long will eventually not be bad, but miss a year, maybe two. I mean, L.A. is now there. Yeah. You know, Boston has managed to.
Does Boston drop?
No.
No.
They don't drop. That's what I think is most impressive.
I think they do drop a little bit from their 107. I don't think they're going to drop far enough to be
they won't
the,
be out of the playoffs. What about Toronto?
No, they're going up. Oh, there's no question in my mind that they're going up. I think I think it'll be real close with them in Tampa for top spot in the division.
I'm just looking at your computer. I guess I could probably pull it up.
Well, you could, but I'm trying to do some of the work for you. So.
I just think it's a fascinating conversation because all these other teams, and the reason why I say this is that the Montreal, the Florida, the Philadelphia, the Rangers, Buffalo, Detroit, Jersey, Ottawa, with the exception of maybe two or three of those teams, I think from Ottawa, Jersey, and I don't know what Detroit's expecting, but I think here in Buffalo, I know that's a huge gap to close, but Buffalo, Rangers, Philly, Florida, Montreal, they all believe they can make it.
Right.
So, now you're adding, and I do believe that two of these teams of the teams that I just mentioned, I believe two of them will get in. So that's why I have no idea who's going to fall out. I hope that somebody unexpectedly falls out, but I think maybe it is Pittsburgh. You know, with the Malkin saga that's going on. I mean,
I think that might be the saving grace for Pittsburgh is if they do in fact get the reinvigorated, incredibly inspired Evgeny Malkin playing with Alex Galchenyuk, right? Like, I think I've always felt like Galchenyuk could give more, and I think he might be one of those guys that falls into that situation and acclimates perfectly. So,
well, speaking of acclimate, Phil Kessel looked like he's acclimated very well in Arizona. See the picture of him yesterday, media day? Mm-mm. Looks like the helmet was going to pop off his head. I think.
You mean it didn't fit?
I don't know. I hope that's not his game helmet. And then on top of it, I could be wrong. Okay, could just be the red in the jersey. But that camera looks like it might have added 30 pounds, not 10. Okay? They say the camera adds 10. That camera might have added 30, or he might have added 20. You know what I mean? Who knows how that's going to work out. But I'm curious to see how Phil Kessel works out in Arizona. But it sounds to me like that article the other day, it was largely in part to Evgeny Malkin having a player shipped out. How about that? Who would have thought?
We'll see.
Phil Kessel. Josh Morrissey signs 8 years. Nice Sam deal. Reinhart's only fight, by the way, ever. I don't know if you know that.
I do now.
There's a stat you should consider using on your show one night when you play Winnipeg. Sam Reinhart and Josh Morrissey had an amazing tilt in junior. You should go check it out or check out the next episode of Grilling Them. That's the only reason why I
it's probably the better option.
Why I learned that.
Yeah.
So Sam threw some haymakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple left. 8 years, $50 million.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
You were asking me today, where was it that the deal that you asked me where it falls?
Provorov.
Oh, Provorov, another defenseman that signed. Six years.
I'm actually quite fascinated by the Morrissey deal. I mean, he gave up a lot of years. as a potential unrestricted free agent for long-term, like significant long-term security here. And I don't know yet what his ceiling is. He was 31 points in 59 games last year, but as the Jets continue to turn over, I'll say this. The first time I got a really good look at Morrissey a few years ago, I was like, holy cow, this guy blew me away. Like, just blew me away with his presence everywhere, his effortless skating. I felt like he had a far greater impact on that game that I was watching than I could have ever imagined he could have at that stage of his career. So it really, he's been kind of, you know, top of mind for me ever since. Yet I'm still sitting here wondering if they didn't overpay a little bit. However, when you move off of Jacob Trouba, and eventually you'll be moving off of Dustin Byfuglien.
Tyler Myers left.
And Tyler Myers is already gone. I think it's probably the perfect number for a guy that you now have for the next nine, actually, right? Because he's got has he got one more year on his entry level? No. This is...
Yeah, he's got one more year on his second deal.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So this deal kicks in next year. But they still have to get Mr. Laine and Mr. Connor signed.
Well, that's the bigger issue there. But I do think now, in that sense, I think this cap number works really well for Winnipeg. And it's wonderful security for Morrissey. So, those are big deals. And again, I think the reason, you know, it's important for us to talk about the Morrisseys and Provorovs of the world is that obviously you're in short order going to be looking at Rasmus Dahlin, and I realize they're completely different, but everything's connected in one way or another. And you know, how many other defense deals get done before Dahlin, and what will the market bear for Rasmus by that time? So.
Well, find out if the first year of Austin Matthews' captaincy kicks into his contract when we come back. Captain Watch, have you seen this picture?
Mm. Oh, the one with the sash?
No.
No, what?
There's a little picture here of Media Day in Toronto, and apparently trainers didn't do a very good job blocking out the C on his shirt. Is that a little sign? I don't know. Should he be the captain? Probably not, but you know what? We'll talk about that when we return. Should he be the captain? Mitch Marner. I wonder if Mitch Marner's wondering if he's going to be the captain, if that's going to rub him the wrong way. Because Mitch Marner could be the captain of that team. Why not? All right. We'll talk to Brian Duff about that. Duffer's here, right? Duffer's here. We're going to get some more out of him. Hour number two coming up after this. Captain Watch. And happy birthday to our captain today, Craig Rivé. He's at Craig Rivé 52. Go flood his Twitter with birthday wishes because... you know, there's no one we love around here more than Craig Rivé, PK Subban, Tyler Seguin, Robert Leonard, Svechkov. All right, we'll be right back. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
All right, welcome back. Just tweeting out a birthday wish to Old Man River.
Boy, you really do love him.
On location. What's that?
I said you really do love him.
I really want everyone to see how terrible he's aging. We are down here at the KeyBank Center for the... opening a training camp, second group on the ice. Is the second group or same group?
First group.
Same group, second session, two one-hour sessions.
No.
Two 30-minute sessions for an hour. Sorry. Talking captains here. I was talking about Rivé. You threw me off with the love talk. Captain talk. Logan Couture, any surprise there?
No, none, zero. Move on. Perfect selection.
Okay. We have a few more minutes to fill, if you don't mind adding a little bit more. Austin Matthews.
Less is more.
Less is more. Okay. Austin Matthews. Apparently, you know, I don't know if that picture is doctored, where it came from.
Yeah.
But should we, like, just talk about it anyway? You think he's going to be named the captain?
Probably.
Should he be named the captain?
Honestly, don't care.
What do you want to talk about?
The guys behind me that I can't see.
We have a two-minute segment.
I don't know.
It's a hockey show. There's more going on here. How many line rushes, Dufford? What do you want to call what you're seeing? Oh, look out over there. There's Oposo swinging, picking up the puck. Oh, whistle blows. Water break. That's what they're doing. Hey, what do you see? What do you like?
I don't know. I haven't been able to watch long enough. I suspect.
Do you have to come back for the second hour?
No, gosh, no. Then I could actually do my job.
See who we can get down there. Who's down there that could come up here? Get James from security up here. Maybe we can do a show with him.
Well, he's a more pleasant human being. There's no question about that.
All right, let's go to break. And when we come back,
hey, Petey,
we'll dive way more into Leafs captain, way more into Logan Couture. And, our sports update and some camp storylines. Connor McDavid, is he ready to go? Do you want to talk about that?
Nope.
You want to talk about will there be 8 new captains? Will Hull sign an extension before the season begins? You want to talk about that?
Who?
Okay. Will Hughes and Kako handle the jump to the NHL? Duffy, you want to talk about that?
Yep.
You do? Okay, so we'll talk about that one. Will any other 2019 first-round picks make it? Boom. That's what we're going to talk about. Dylan Cousins on the other side of the break. Can we talk about him?
I don't know. Is he out there right now? I haven't been able to watch.
See if Brian Duff is even back here when we return for hour number 2. Riv, I know you're listening. I miss you, man. I miss you. This is tough. This is a tough day at work. All right. We'll be right back. Instigators, hour number 2 coming up after the sports update.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.